Good evening. We're in Exodus chapter 3, if you want to be joining me there in that passage. Exodus chapter 3. It's good to see each one of you tonight. You may recall just a couple months back, we spent a few minutes just looking at the very first question that we have recorded in Scripture that God asked back in Genesis, and kind of looked at how his questions are always so simple and so profound, always meant to get to the heart of the matter. So tonight I want to look at just another one of those questions, a simple question that God asked Moses. So let's read together. We'll pick up Exodus chapter 3. Moses is at the burning bush here speaking to God, and we'll pick up in verse 18. They will listen to what you say. Then you, along with the elders of Israel, must go to the king of Egypt and say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Now please, let us go on a 3-day trip into the wilderness so that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. However, I know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go, even under force from a strong hand. But when I stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my miracles that I will perform in it, after that he will let you go. And I will give these people such favor with the Egyptians that when you go, you will not go empty-handed. Each woman will ask her neighbor and any woman staying in her house for silver and gold jewelry and clothing, and you will put them on your sons and daughters, so you will plunder the Egyptians." Moses answered, "What if they won't believe me and will not obey me, but say, 'The Lord did not appear to you?'" The Lord asked him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. And we'll stop there in the text for this evening. A passage that we're certainly familiar with. Again, Moses at the burning bush here, and God speaking directly to him, telling him that he's going to go back to Egypt. He's going to be a leader for God's people, and ultimately, he's going to lead the people out of Egypt. And so Moses is thinking about how enormous and incredible of a task this is going to be, and really does here what probably most of us would have started to do, right? He starts questioning and making excuses, right? "Who am I to do this, Lord? They're not going to believe me. What am I even going to say?" Right? If we were just to read a few verses later on in this text, he goes on to then say, "But I'm not eloquent with my speech. I'm not a good speaker, and my speech is slow." He's trying to tell God, "Look, I'm inadequate for what you're asking. I'm not enough to do this." And I think if we're honest, we can probably relate to what Moses is feeling right here. Right? No, I can't open God's word and teach someone from God's word. I'm not smart enough to do that. I'm not experienced enough. I've never done that before, so I can't do that. Right? I can't talk to someone about Jesus. I'll just mess that up. I'll stumble over my words. Right? I'm not the right person for that. I mean, that's what Moses is saying here. He's full of fear and doubt and excuses. But then God, as he often does, he breaks right through all of that with just a simple question. And so he asks Moses, "What is that in your hand?" And so Moses looks down, and it's just a staff. It's just a stick, right? I mean, it's a piece of wood. It's nothing special at all. And yet in God's hand, that staff would go and be a miraculous sign, a powerful symbol before Pharaoh. And by God's power, it was that staff that struck the Nile and turned it into blood. And it was that staff that by God's power struck a rock and brought water from it and brought life for the people. And here Moses is. He's trying to tell God, "No, you've got the wrong guy. You've got the wrong guy for the job. He wasn't going to be good enough for it." And God just asks Moses, "What do you already have in your hand right at this moment? Whatever you have right now, Moses, if you'll just give that all to me. If you'll surrender your heart to me, Moses, then in my hands, then you'll do incredible things. And you're going to be more than enough." And once again, God asks each of us that same question every day. What's in your hand? You may not feel like you have much to offer, but God's never cared about that how much we have, but that we're willing to give all of it over in service to him. And that's our exhortation for this evening. So maybe you're here tonight and you're ready to do just that. You're ready to give your heart and all that you have over to God completely, to be washed in Christ's blood and baptism for the forgiveness of your sins. If we can help you in any way this evening, won't you come now while we stand and sing?